I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. They say it takes a village to raise a child, but maybe you just need a few Mocha Moms. We visit with members of this mother support group each week for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. School has started, and with that comes schedules, homework, and the hope for good grades. But a history of underperformance in some school systems has some school chiefs thinking of innovative ways to get their grades up to par. One approach involves cash, paying some students for consistent attendance and good grades. We recently spoke with Washington, D.C. school chancellor Michelle Rhee, and this is what she had to say about cash incentives.
I think the message that it sends to students is if you work hard and you do the right thing, and if you achieve at high levels, then you'll be rewarded for that.
As you might imagine, our conversation with Michelle Rhee generated a lot of interest, and some parents said not so fast. Is using cold, hard cash the best way to encourage kids to do well? So who better to talk about this than our Mocha Moms? So we're going to check in with them. Jolene Ivy and Shelley English Figaro are regulars, along with special guest mom, Nikhila Field, to see what they think. Ladies, moms, welcome.
Hey,
Hi, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jolene, let me start with you. Five boys. Did you ever pay them for grades?
I haven't.
Good grades. I assume you don't pay for lousy grades. I mean, I think that kind of goes without saying.
They better not be bringing in any lousy grades, okay? But, you know, when I was a kid, my dad did pay me and my brother for grades. If we got, an A, maybe we got a dollar, and a B, maybe we got 75 cents. I don't really remember, but that is not why I was a good student, and I don't know if the pay thing helps or not. I haven't done it with my kids. They've gotten good grades anyway. And mostly I don't do it with my kids because I can't really afford to give them anything substantial. But I don't have any problem with it. I mean, whatever works to get kids to do well, I don't have a problem with it.
Shelley, what about you?
I don't pay my children, you know, although I have to say I do equate academic success to financial gain, but it's in the future. I mean, all the time I say, listen, you've got to get good grades. You can get a good, get into college, so you can get a good job, so you can make a lot of money, so you can have a nice house like we have right now. And so my children are incentivized at home. And just last week or 2 weeks ago when we saw the Jonas Brothers in concert, and I said, hey, guys, you know, we're sitting here at the Jonas Brothers with tickets on the floor. Guess how much this cost? Guess how many patients your daddy had to see in order to get these wonderful seats.
I'm kind of wondering why I wasn't invited. Were you invited? I wasn't invited.
It was a
I
really
wouldn't
good
want to be invited, concert. Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, we digress. But so, you are constantly making the connection
Absolutely.
Between performance and result
Absolutely.
With your kids.
Absolutely.
Have you ever thought about paying them?
No.
Nikhila, I think you do pay your kids
well,
for grads.
No, this is the first time I've decided to pay them because last year they wasn't doing very well. And I think that's because I did go full-time to work and, you know, I am a single mom and everything. And this year I wanted them to have grades and be happy to come straight home and do their homework. So I don't really believe in paying them, but I felt like I wanted to see if there was going to be a difference in them wanting to do their work, didn't just play around.
How old are they?
12, 9, 7 and a half.
12, 9, and 7 and a half.
Yes.
What are you thinking about in terms of the reward?
I was going to give them $50 apiece for each quarter that they got all straight A's.
Straight A's?
Yes.
You set a high bar.
Yes.
Washington, D.C. School Chancellor Michelle Rhee, where this sort of idea came from, and she said, well, first of all, this is kind of organic to the way a lot of families live anyway, even if they aren't explicit about it. But she also said that some of the thinking came from economist Roland Fryer, who's currently teaching at Harvard University. He was interviewed by CNN's Soledad O'Brien for her recent series, Black in America. And this is what he said about that.
The fact is that these kids understand money already at fourth grade, but they don't understand how education is going to help them get that. And so this program makes that connection very explicit.
Do you think it's by getting paid for your tests, you're ruining your love for learning? Wow, that was a resounding no. Oh, my goodness.
It's just encouraging us to do more work. It's not ruining our chances of getting good grades. It's actually hiring it.
I love it. It's hiring it. But but I understood what you were saying. And I want to point out that in Washington, D.C., the proposal is to pay middle school kids. And I asked about, you know, why is that, which is precisely the age that yours are, Nikhila. And that's because Michelle Rhee said that that's because that's such a vulnerable age. This is where kids start to fall off the pace. They become more exposed to sort of other interests, you know, the video games and other things of that sort. So, Julie, I was curious about what age, do you remember at what age your dad started offering cash for grades? It sounds to me like it was probably right around the same time.
I think that I was in elementary school, and mostly I think he started doing it to try to get my brother's grades up. And it didn't work for him, but I don't think that we were the right kids to direct it at. You know, I mean, it really depends on the kid. It really depends on what motivates you.
But what about people who say that this creates too mercenary a relationship between studying and result, that you really, what you really want is kids to pick up that book on their own, to really love discovering things, to really enjoy learning for its own sake.
I agree with that, that you do want kids to get that kind of reward from it. On the other hand, you have to find something that's going to work. So whatever's going to work is something that you should try. The thing that I worry about is people putting too much emphasis on doing well in school, and therefore you're going to make a lot of money when you grow up. Well, you might not. You might be a teacher and not make a lot of money, but have a really satisfying job that you love. And that's more important to me, that you be happy, that you be fulfilled, that you have choices. And to have choices is what you're really after, not to make $1 million a year.
Shelley, what about you?
Yeah,
do you think it's a bad idea?
No, I don't think it's a bad idea. I think that we do it intrinsically anyway. I think parents who want their children to succeed so that they can support themselves, whatever it is. It's a teacher, it's a firefighter, it's whatever it is. If they're happy and they're getting a career and they're paying their bills, then, you know, that's the goal. The goal is to get the children out of your house and into their own home and paying their own rent.
Hear, hear.
So, so if that, you know, if you're moving toward that and you are having to connect the fact that, guess what, rent has to be paid. In order for rent to be paid, someone has to make some money. How do you make money? And so you have to sort of look backwards, walk backwards from, you know, from the goal.
Nikhil, are you concerned that the kids are going to be expect to be paid every time they do the right thing in school or out of school?
Well, I feel like for school, that's very important to me. I want them to be the best at school. I want them to at some point want to pick up their books. So if I'm not there always looking over your shoulder, I want you to know that you do have to come in. You do have to do your homework. You do have to pass those tests that you have to take, and you will be rewarded. But everything else is you better do it, and that's it. It shouldn't be any in between.
In a way, you're saying you're communicating just how important this is to you.
As far as school is concerned.
That school is a big deal to mom, and you are willing to go into your pocket.
Yes,
and I assume that this is not easy for you. That's
not
an amount that's easy to fork over every semester for three kids.
Well, this is the first semester. And I mean, I told them first quarter, $50. And then at the end of the school year or maybe the second quarter, I give you another. And then I will have to see that you're really doing good. And then you could get the rest of your money just to let them know that they are going to get it. So it's going to make them work hard and say, okay, well, I'm going to get that money. I can do whatever. I can buy that game. I could do this. I could do that. And I hope it does affect them, and it does make them do better as far as students go.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm talking with the Mocha Moms about paying cash for good grades. Julian, any thoughts about this as a matter of policy? On the one hand, there's Nikhila, who's willing to go into her pocket and lay down a marker because that's important to her. On the other hand, do you, as a state legislature yourself who participates in making policy, do you have any thoughts about that? I mean, I wonder, you think it puts pressure on other parents who aren't willing to do it, or you think maybe that is the best reason for the school system to do it, so it takes it off the table for individual parents who might not feel that they can actually do this?
And there are a number of states who are looking into that. New York is already starting their second year.
Chicago,
Washington, D.C., as you pointed out. So I think that they're already, it's in the public policy arena, and I'm interested to see what happens with it, what the result is. I guess there might be some parents who actually don't want their child to participate, but to make it available, I think, is a great thing, because for the parents who truly can't afford or don't think it's important, like Nikhila does, who don't care so much what their kids get, what kind of grades they get, maybe it's going to be helpful for those kids. You kind of take the parents out of the equation in a way. But if the parents want to take their kids out and say, no, they can't participate, I'm assuming that
they should
is allowed.
Have that option.
What
about the idea
allowed.
Of making sure that the kids actually get that money and not the parent? I mean, there's that whole situation with, you know, child actors back in the day where the parents got the earnings and the kids didn't. I don't know if there's any way to
I think that they are. I think they are directing the money directly to the kids, and there are also some programs that are directed to the parents. That if the parent can, you know, be employed full time for this period of time, they're going to pay the parents a couple of hundred bucks a piece to try to motivate some parents who don't have the same kind of inner compass that we do, who, you know, we really, really, really want to work,
or whose perhaps life circumstances are such. I'm thinking about some jurisdictions are thinking about paying parents to come to parent-teacher meetings.
Yeah.
But I think you said something important that I want to point out is you said that you want to see what the result is. Are you saying also that you feel that that you should really study the results to see whether you're actually getting the results
right.
for the money that you're putting out?
Money's tight, not just in people's homes, but for governments. And if you're going to put in that kind of investment, then you have to know what the result is. Are the kids doing better in school? Are their grades going up? Are they testing higher? If you're getting that kind of result, then you're getting the bang for your buck that you want. But if it turns out that it's not working, obviously, I would think that those programs would be scrapped.
And Nikhila, in fact, it sounds to me like that's kind of what you're doing in your own household. You are actually you've set up kind of a controlled experiment.
Yes.
What if they don't make all A's? And what if there's one B or C in the mix? Have you figured out what you're going to do?
You get paid for a hard B, B plus. A's you're definitely getting paid for. C, maybe you get $5. I don't know. I haven't really calculated
haven't worked out the
it
calculation.
Right. But if it's a hard C, if it's real hard, and I know that you was already having problems in our class, and I know that you was going strong for it, I would give you a little something for it.
Oh, it sounds to me like somebody's already been negotiating. I shouldn't
well,
be opening
you know
the door
what?
There.
You know what? My daughter already got her progress report before, and she did get 7 A's and 1 C, you know. And I was very happy to see that. I mean, it's only been about 3 weeks in school. And
7 A's and 1 C.
Yeah.
That raises a question for me, Nikhila. Did you talk to the teachers about your plan? And
no, this was just something between me and my children because I didn't want the teachers to have anything to do with it. They're gonna do it by themselves. They're gonna work hard and they're gonna be great students. They're gonna be very respectful, and I just wanted like a well versed student out of my children. And so it's just us. We sat around, had a family meeting, and this is what we came up with.
I think we should check back at the end of the semester and see what happened.
How about it?
Don't you?
That would be
great. Jolene, final thought from you?
Well, I have my personal issues. When I look at the report cards, I really read the teacher comments because I want to know, you know, are they actually paying attention in class? My quietest child was the one who had the most difficulty last year sitting in a seat and doing his work, which kind of was strange to me. And I wouldn't have known that if it hadn't been for the teacher comments. And that one did actually make me come in to talk to the teacher.
I think we'll check back and see what happens.
Sounds good.
Jolene Ivey, Shelley English Figaro, and Nikhila Field joined us from our studios in Washington. Moms, thank you so much.
Thanks, Michelle.